The end of the parsha, we're introduced to the mitzvah of tefillin, and the pasuk describes v'shamarta zachuka azos l'mo'ada, keep, preserve this mitzvah miyamim miyamim every single day. So Tosos in Maseches Menachos Mem Gimel Amud Aleph quotes a mechilta. The mechilta in the parsha says that there's a gezer shava of miyamim yamima to yamim tiagula, so with regards to being goel bati arichoma. Not getting involved in that particular halacha, but the halacha is that you can only redeem it after 12 months have passed. So too says the Medrash, that person should check his tefillin every single 12 months, once a year. So then the Tosfos writes, there is a Yushami that has a machlokas, whether a person should check the tefillin every single year, or a person never has to check it. So does one have to check tefillin, or do you not have to check tefillin? There's also another debate, some say twice every 7 years. The Tosfos brings all these different shitas. Halacha l'maisa, how do you paskin? Do you have to check the tefillin, and if so, how frequently? Mechaber writes in Hilchos Tefillin, Simin Lamed Tes Siv Yud, that tefillin never need to be checked, because once they were put in the batim and the cloth was written properly, it was checked over a few times, you put placed it in, there's no concern of anything happening ever again, since it's preserved by the box of tefillin, it's in a case, it's in a bag, all these things, nothing's going to ever happen to it. That is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. But if a pair of tefillin is worn only once in a while, so over time just the dust sits and then the air gets stagnant, that could really ruin it. But other than that, if a person wears his tefillin regularly, there shouldn't be a concern according to the Mechaber. Granted, others argue that Tosfos says you should check it every single year, but the Shulchan Aruch passing there's no need to check it at all. Despite the fact that the Mechaber says you don't need to ever check it, the Magen Avraham says it's nachum, it's very appropriate for one to check tefillin, and that's the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. One should check the tefillin as well against the Mechaber. The big question is how often, how frequently should a person be checking his tefillin? So the Chai Adam writes in Klal Yud Dalad Sif Chas Echaf, that person should check it twice every 7 years. Even though you don't have to, when he says Nachal Lachmer, a person should be Machmer to check it, it means twice every 7 years. The Kitta Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Anshei Maisa that they would check it every single year, like that other Deya in Tosos from the Gezer Shav of the Medrash, Yamim Yamima, once every year, and they would particularly check it in Chodesh Elul, as they would be checking themselves and being Me'ayin what they could do better. They would also be Me'ayin into their tefillin to make sure that they were kosher. So it sounds like a person should check his tefillin, but the question becomes how often. Comes along Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shlomo Tefila Perek Dalet Halacha Lamed Vav. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach there is quoted as saying that nowadays Bizman Hazem there is no need, the practice is not to check it, unless there's a certain reason, unless there's good concern that something may have happened to the tefillin. But anything short of that, there is no requirement to check tefillin. And the reason is very simple, says the Dvar Halacha there in Halicha Shlomo, that nowadays the tefillin are written in such a nice way, the ink is very strong and thick, there's no concern that it's going to get worn off. In fact, it becomes more problematic when you open up the batim and you expose it to certain things and then open it up, refold it, roll it, all that could create more problems, so better left untouched. That's the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. There's an interesting footnote here, just as a side point, it comes up sometimes unfortunately, people have their tefillin checked, and it turns out that tefillin have been puzzled since they've been wearing it at their bar mitzvah. So one time, an individual asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach what he could do, what type of tshuva, what type of kapar could he do for wearing, not, he didn't know this, but he wore puzzled tefillin. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskin that he should wear his tefillin longer than he usually would wear. It doesn't say exactly what time, but a little bit more than usual after davening, maybe during learning, if he's comfortable wearing it during learning, but wearing it extra, but be a tikkun for not having worn kashrut tefillin since his bar mitzvah. So we paskin that a person doesn't really have to check it seems, unless there's good reason. What's a good reason to check it? The good reason to check it is if a person sweats a lot, so that might really get into the batim. If, let's say, it caught in the rain, or a person put on his tefillin when his hair was still wet from the shower, or if it was exposed to extreme heat, a person left it over in the car all day, and it was in the summer days and it got very hot, these are good reasons to cause it to be checked. But all that being said, I know it goes loud back and forth here, but in this beautiful book of Inside Stam, so it's brought down that Rav Reuven Mendelowitz, that he suggests that person should have him checked Anyways, even though Rosh Shlomo Zalman and other poskim think that there's no concern, from his experience it seems like there is a concern. And he explains a number of different scenarios why things may get ruined, even though it's been remaining in the boxes for a long time. So one thing he explains is that when you put the tefillin in, so you roll it up or you fold it up, and it's very likely, and he brings a picture, that the creases, the folds, could really affect and remove some of the ink over time. So that's one reason to have them checked. Another reason he explains is that the black ink over time fades. You write something down, let's say, for example, pencil. If a person writes in a pencil, after many, many years just sitting in a safer, that pencil could wear out. The same thing can happen with ink. So he says, how could that be? If the Chazal thought ink doesn't fade out, how can we say it might fade out? So he explains that in the times of Chazal, they used to use soot to add to the ink, which would prevent it from ever fading. Today's ink, however, I'm not sure why, is not made from soot, and therefore the substitute ingredients do fade. It's based on, I don't know exactly what is being used, iron gall, that whatever is being used for the ink, and that can fade over time. And from his experience, he describes that he has seen things fade, certainly when they're very, very thin. Part of the letters, if it's a beis and an ay and a nun, the connecting the different parts are very thin, over time, these really could fade away. It brings other reasons as well, and for that reason, it's very recommended for a person to get them checked. It doesn't say how often, but it would seem twice every 7 years would be very recommended. Mi'ikra din Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you really don't have to. Shulchan Aruch says you really don't have to, but a person wants to be extra careful over some time. It's very, very strongly recommended by this sefer that one should, in fact, have them checked.